Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
It's actually, I'm going to talk from chapter one of my book called Breakthrough Thinking. Why do I want to talk about this is because, and I want to thank people that have been praying for us to acquire this place and the other place. Be small gift and big gift. It's all heads up and it's helping. And we still need more because there's a lot needed. I mean, the building has not been used for about 4 years. So you can imagine there's a lot of, every day there's like a new course to try and make it better. But these are just one-time costs and afterwards we'll be all right. I look forward on us not just having our Sunday services, but also having our worship time where like we can have Saturday worship night where we just focus on worship. I love to worship, you know, things like that. You can close the door. We want to make this place a place of happening, but also this place, I wanna be seriously. On Sundays, it will be sermons and, of course, releasing the miracles. But here, it will be a place of just digging deeper into the Word of God. I think that's what is usually missing. It's getting deeper. Before I get lost into the revelation, I would like to say, welcome Nadine all the way from Trinidad. She's here. She flew for the weekend. Ben Prasad. Supposed to be here, but he got stuck in Dubai, but he will be here on Saturday. And I want to say Saturday we're going to have a pre-grand opening, but we're going to have it at Americana, because it's kind of hanging out in the presence of God. We have a lot of prophetic people. They want to hang out at Americana. So I said, okay, instead of just you want to hang out at Americana, let's have a prophetic service. So on Saturday, we're going to have a prophetic service. I'm calling it the gathering of the egos for the harvest. It's going to be very powerful. So we'll put the flyers out. We are not going back to the Americana, but it's just a chilling time. And the other thing is on Saturday, the big building, even here, there will be a company that will be cleaning. They'll be cleaning in the afternoon. So we didn't want to be, we don't want to disturb them. So it just makes sense for us to do it at Americana for that one, because it wasn't planned, but cleaning was scheduled on Saturday for both this place and that place, because I told them I need it crispy clean. We don't want to be put to shame. So they said, okay, the companies are going to clean it thoroughly. It's already clean, but it's going to be like crispy what? Clean. So that when you drop the food on the ground, you can still say, it's okay, I can still eat it. 3 second lose, yeah. So that's the reason why we're going to have our service this Saturday. Take a note on that. And Ben Prasad will be there, Dr. Bruce will be there, and Prophet Dennis Davis. You don't know Prophet Dennis Davis. He's a wildfire. I don't think he has ever been to California, but he's in Texas and England. He's a wildfire. I've preached with him a couple of times. I told him, I'll be the first one to bring him to California. He'll be here as well. Oh my God, he can prophesy. He's a prophesying machine, but he's also like very anointed. And he will not let you go. No matter how you feel the anointing, he just want to keep going until your spirit goes to heaven for a few seconds. He loads you, then said, okay, you're down now. Then we have Socrates, who wants to raise everybody from the dead with a sweet spirit, will be also here. And also we'll have my friend Chris Ritchie will be reading worship here on Saturday. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. And also it makes sense. We have people like Nadine who came from far. We have people who came from Australia and people coming from India. And there are people who are traveling from other places. Instead of taking them to Disneyland and you're just hanging out at Americana, let's hang out in the glory of God, in the presence of God. And then, you know, I've told them that I'm going to have a meeting, but we want to prophesy to everybody that comes. Atrus. Amen. 7 p.m. Saturday. 7 p.m. Saturday. The gathering of the eagles for the harvest. Okay, quickly, I'm going to talk about internally minded, how to be internally minded. Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 36. Some of you have already read my book, Breakthrough Thinking. I need to talk about that because we are talking about transitioning. Most of the time when you're moving from one place to another place, there is always something start trying to stop you. Because we human beings, we don't want change. But God wants us to have change. Without change, you cannot see the power of God. Whenever God says move, you have to move with the crowd. I mean, with the crowd, not with a crowd of people, but with the crowd. When God is moving, you have to move. The world is changing quickly. And God is preparing us for the greatest harvest on earth that has been prophesied. We are right in the river. We are right in that place where we are. God is fulfilling things that he has been speaking to you personally. The Lord says, what we have acquired has nothing to do with us. It has to do with the prayers of our forefathers. It has to do with the revivalists that gave up everything for revival. It has to do with people, apostles and prophets that were willing to be sacrificed and willing to die just to see the move of God. And the Lord says, I'm raising you up as his presence fire to pick up that mantle and to fulfill what has been left, what Catherine Kuhlman left doing, what William Seymour left doing, what Amy McPherson left doing. We are picking up those mantles and we are going to perfect them and we're going to bring the greatest harvest of souls like we have never seen before. But before that happens, we need to set our mind above. We need to set our mind of Jesus. It's not always easy to move from one place to another. And you know what? You will face like, okay, how will you fill up this building? You'll face like, okay, who will come? That's not your business. That's not your business. Why do you want to take God's business? Your business is pray. Your business is pray the word. Your business is do what you can do. Do not try to help God. Just pray.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Because you see, the Spirit of God is hovering. He's the one who's going to rule the people. He's the one who's going to bring the people. The scripture says, when he's being lifted up, he will draw men to all, to himself. We're not trying to draw people to ourselves. We want to draw people to Jesus. Did you hear what I'm saying? The thousands that are coming, the hundreds that are coming, they're not coming for us. They're coming to Jesus. Our focus should be Jesus. Our mindset should be Jesus. Do not overwhelm yourself or whatever is going. Cast your burden to the Lord. You can't handle it. God can. Did you hear what I'm saying? God can. Sometimes you're trying to solve what God has already solved. What you need is just be in the river. Swim with the current. Swim with God. And again, break up those relationships that wants to say what you're doing is not going to happen. You don't need small thinkers right now. You don't need mediocrity right now. Say bye-bye to mediocrity. Say bye-bye to small thinking. Let me tell you something. God is busy doing big things in your life, and you are busy thinking small things. His power is ready to use you. You are ready to ask, I'm not ready. You have a human being will never really be ready. You know how many people that I know? I met one 70 years old man. He's trying to start a ministry. I said, when did you first receive a call for that? He says, when I was 20 years old, I always knew. Now he's 70. He's still figuring out. I told him, you will never figure out. Whatever he tells you to do, do it now, or you will never do it. You understand what I'm saying? God has taught us to take the city, of the entire city of Glendale, the entire city of North Hollywood, the entire city of Pasadena. The mantles are falling on us. The lions are falling on us. Whatever is going on in the city will be about his presence fire, what God is doing. Because it has nothing to do with us. It has to do with what God himself he has decided in heaven. All we need to do is say yes. Stop worrying who is going to come and sit next to you. It's not your problem. That's God's problem. That's the Holy Spirit problem. Your duty, invite people and pray. Your duty is what? Pray and invite people. Pray and invite people. You're not just inviting them so that we can have a lot of numbers. You're inviting them into the presence of God. You're inviting them into deliverance. You're inviting them into freedom. And God will reward you for doing that. Wise are those that win souls. If you don't know how to minister to people to get saved, just invite them to come. Just invite them. Tell them, come and they seek lunch. That's okay. That's a good seed to sow. You must understand that your mind will always fight you, even when something is obvious. Romans chapter 11, verse 33, you will find that it says, oh, that the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and decisions, and how unfathomable, untraceable are his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been in his counselor or advisor? Who has first given to him that it would be paid back to him. For from him all things originated, and through him all things live and exist. And to him are all things directed to him. Be glory and honor forever. Amen. So this is Romans chapter 11, verse 33, verse 6. This is what I wrote. More than understanding how the human mind works, each person has a vital and basic need to know their internal creator. My prayer is that this, what I'm teaching to you, will not only bring change of mind through Christ, but more important, a change of heart that begins with knowing God himself. So, becoming internally minded, even though it is impossible to understand the scope of the mind of God, the indwelling Holy Spirit provides extraordinary supernatural across to the mind of Christ in order to know his words, his truth, his life. We walk by faith. Each independent step will reveal his light. Amen. Anyway, I can talk to you instead of reading the book, because I love the book and the book is inside me. So if you want to know more, just buy the book, and that's where all the notes you can find. Amen. Now, you must understand that your mind is connected to the mind of Christ, to the mind of Jesus. Before Adam sinned, sin means missing the mark. Before he got disconnected from the socket of water, the live wire of electricity, the wire of heaven, this cable is connected to electricity. That's why it's about, it is able to generate this sound, to amplify it. The mind of Adam and Eve was connected to God. Not that God controlled their mind. It's just that, how can two walk together unless they agree, right? So, they say these two, they think alike because they spend time together. You know that? They say, there have been even I saw someone giving an example one time where he took two best friends in the room, one by one, asked them a question, they answered the same, and the other one in a different room, they answered the same thing. Why? Because they always spend time together, so they know what to answer to each other. You know that game, right? I've even, in Africa, we play that game where people ask certain questions to know if these people know each other very well. And they really witness, they answer the same questions. Now, what happens when you walk with God? You answer the same question that God answers. You think like him. So, Adam walked with God. That's what the Bible says in the cool of the day. He walked with God, so he was thinking like God, and God knew what he was thinking. That's what the scripture says. Before you pray, he knows what you need. In other words, you are thinking alike. Now, Adam and Eve, they were thinking alike with God. So when they sinned, they ended the friendship. And guess what? The thinking became mediocre. The thinking became different. Now, when you receive Jesus Christ, you reconnect your plug back, your thinking back, your relationship back. Sometimes to hear God, you will just know God. You will know that God is speaking. The times I'm really in need, I have no money in my bank account, and God tells me, do something, and I just know. But I know I don't have the money. But God says, do something. And I just do it. And guess what? The money comes. And if I didn't do it, the money would not come. If I do it, the money comes. If I'm afraid not to do it, I'll still remain the same. I'm broke and I'm afraid I'll be broke. But if I'm not, but broke, you stay broke. But if I'm broke and I attempt what God is doing, I lose nothing. I'm already broke. In fact, if I do what God tells me, I move from broke to abundance. Amen. Because you can't interact with God and remain the same. Remember, it is God's voice that creates things. Where there is nothing, there will be something. God wants to build his kingdom through you. He knows you do not have enough resources. But when he says something, just do it. Then the resources will come. I want you to know, many times I've built ministry without money, and then money comes. 90% of the time. I just walk on water. I'm still walking on water. I'm not sinking. I'm still walking on water. I'm not sinking. I look back. I said, ooh, I'm still walking on water. Amen. Sometimes I look, oh, I'm still walking on water. I'm not sinking. You know what makes you not to sink? Faith. Walking on water is faith. You will never sink because the law of faith will make sure you don't sink. There's a law of gravity. You throw something up, it comes down, right? That's a law of gravity. You throw this, it comes down. Just like that. That's a law of gravity. So there will always be whatever goes up comes down. That's law. I'm not trying to catch it. I'm just making the balance not to hit too strong. I don't want it to just go. All right. Maybe you're catching it for Olivia feels better now. Kids love that. Okay. So it will go up and go down. That's the law of gravity. There's laws of science, but there's also the law of faith. The law of faith is when you trust in Jesus, you will never sink. The law of faith is that there is more than enough for God to provide. The law of faith is that you will spend your life in prosperity when you trust the Lord. Faith makes people believe in you and start sowing in your life. Amen. Faith makes even your enemies to start supporting your vision. Amen. Faith can conquer everything. There is a mindset of faith. The same way there is a mindset of a doubt, there is also a mindset of faith. That mind that says, I can do it in Jesus, that's faith. Just as you have the same mindset, ooh, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to work. What if you have that mind? It's going to work. Why do people always think about not things that is not going to work? Think about the things that are going to work. You must learn to walk with God. Can you imagine there is only one earth and there's only one life that we have on earth to exercise everything that God has told you to do? Some of you are looking forward to be in heaven. I'm looking forward to possess the earth so that when I'm in heaven, I can tell all the stories that I conquered so many kingdoms. Some of you won't have stories to talk to Paul or Moses. Some of you won't have stories to talk to Elijah about it. Some of you won't have stories to talk to Abraham about it. Some of you won't have stories to talk to Joseph about it. You'll be so bored in heaven because you have no story. You only have their story. Where is your story, Joseph? Where is your story, Mary? Where is your story, Daniel? Where is your story, Abraham? Where is your story, Deborah? Lydia? Where is your story? How? This is how you build your story. Live a surrendered life. Surrender your voice to God's voice. Number two, walk with Him. Imagine you are walking with Him. Imagine you're a friend of Jesus and you're hanging out with Him. And you and Jesus, you encounter somebody that has a problem. What does Jesus do? Solves that problem. God is calling you to walk with Jesus. And you, when you walk with Jesus, you can solve every problem. Amen. This is an internal mindset. Thinking like Jesus. Start imagining change rather than disaster. I'm imagining in that building for us to be having two or three services instead of one. I'm already imagining it growing and overflow. While you're panicking, how will it get filled? Me, I'm already saying, what will happen now for three services? What are the measures that we need to do for four services? What are the things we need to prepare? You're busy trying to say who will fill up the seat. Me, I'm like, okay, the seats are already filled up in the realm of the spirit. What shall we do with all these souls?
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.